It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Today on the broadcast, we've discussed a very controversial subject, same-sex marriage or gay marriage. You know, a national debate has developed here in America, and it will be discussed in the halls of Congress, and I can guarantee on the campaign trail over the next 6 months leading up to the presidential elections. I'll have some thoughts on the subject from God's Word in just a moment. But in addition to this discussion by our broadcast partners on gay marriage, they also reported on a number of other issues that are key to our focus on current events that seemingly are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For example, we talked with Colonel Bob McGinnis in Washington, D.C., and what are the ramifications of Vladimir Putin, once again president of Russia? Bob brought those thoughts to our attention. We also focused on Syria, and Bob says he believes a civil war is already underway in Syria right now. David Dolan continued with our Middle East news update from Jerusalem. We talked about the very strong Israeli government, the largest coalition ever in the history of Israel, now in place under Prime Minister Netanyahu. This will give him a leg up as it relates to Iran and some other issues that the Prime Minister wants to push forward. Then we talked with Yaakov Lepin. He's written an excellent book, Virtual Caliphate. And we talked about the fact that in his book, he said they would move from an internet-type caliphate to a actual physical caliphate on the ground. We talked about the Egyptian cleric had his called for just such an activity to take place. Dr. Rob Congdon covered the European Union, some very interesting elections taking place this last week in Europe. Sarkozy of France fell. The situation in Greece is not looking well for the continuation of the Eurozone. A lot of information coming from Dr. Rob Congdon. Dr. John Whitcomb gave us God's word on sodomy. Now, we use the word sodomy. Homosexuality is the common word, but according to the Bible, chapter 19 of the book of Genesis, it's called sodomy. And then David James, he was in Hungary there teaching at the Bible Institute. We talked about his critical critique that he has written on the Harbinger. It's on our website, prophecytoday.com. You can go there on the right-hand side. You'll see the icon of the Harbinger, the cover of the new book written by Jonathan Kahn. We have the conversation that David and I had with Jonathan Kahn and also David's critique. It's a must read. Go there and look at that. You know, our broadcast partners brought to the table some very important information. You can listen again if you did not have an opportunity to hear some of these. You can do that as well. Go to our website, prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it at your convenience. And pass along the information to friends around the country and, in fact, around the world on the internet. They can go to our website and listen to all of these conversations. It would be key to an understanding of the times in which we're living. Again, the address, prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. But right now, I want to focus on the subject at hand. 1 week ago, Vice President Joe Biden on Meet the Press on NBC last Sunday morning said that he was comfortable with same-sex marriage. The president later said that he thought the vice president got out in front of his skis, a very interesting thought. But then President Obama told an ABC reporter that indeed he supports gay marriage, same-sex marriage. You know, this has caused a national debate on the issue. However, our thoughts are all man-made thoughts, whatever we may discuss on the issue, unless we bring to the table God's word. You see, what matters is what God says about the subject and what he does about the issue. God's word records the thoughts and the activities of the Almighty. For example, if you want to understand the institution of marriage and what God's plan is for marriage, you go to Genesis chapter 2 and verses 23 to 25, where he says a man should leave his mother and father in verse 24 and shall cleave to his wife. It's one man, one woman, joined in holy matrimony. You see, that's God's plan for what he wants to have happen in the marriage situation. That's the institution that was set in place some 6,000 years ago. Let me remind you that homosexuality, as I said, we call sodomy on this broadcast because that's the word that's used in connection with Sodom and Gomorrah, which was the sin prevalent at the time when the Lord destroyed that piece of real estate. In the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis, you see the record of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah because sodomy, homosexuality, man to man, woman to woman, was being practiced. In verse 24, a simple verse, it says this: "Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew these cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew up in the ground." God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of sodomy. We must be aware of that. And this nation, any nation that moves to approve sodomy, is in trouble as far as God's word is concerned. Over in Romans, and just jot this down and read it later, Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. He says, "Man to man, woman to woman is unnatural use. God's plan is not that. And those who get involved, he turns over to a reprobate mind." What does reprobate mean? It means that God has rejected that type of activity. It's immoral, it's sinful, it's rejected. It is not what God would have anybody to do. And you better be careful when you deal with this type of situation. In fact, the last verse says you can't even seem like you're enjoying what they're doing. But then Jesus Christ had a very interesting statement to make in Luke chapter 17. He was talking about his return, the second coming back to the earth. And here's what he said in Luke chapter 17 and in verse 28. "Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all." That's what God does as it relates to sodomy. We must pay attention. By the way, Jesus said that's what will happen. We'll see this prevalent in our world just before he comes back to the earth. Well, that's what we're seeing develop as we speak right now. This is spreading across the world. Even David Dolan talked about the discussion going on in Israel. But my friend, let me remind you of this. Before all this comes to complete fulfillment and Jesus Christ returns, 7 years before the rapture of the church takes place. And in light of our discussion today, the rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.